This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Solicito.
Now's a good opportunity to take some time to see what's looking good growing in neighborhoods as you spend some windshield time going from here to there, perhaps bringing some of those very plants into your own landscape. Among the beauties that I've seen are the wonderful hostas. Now, if you haven't landscaped with hosta, there's a few things you should know. They're just about the most durable yet incredibly beautiful perennial plant. Their large texture is a wonderful contrast to many ornamental grasses that look fantastic right now. I love the blue series of hosta, such as Blue Angel, combined with a medium height grass, and Carly Rose is a name to remember here. We started planting Carly Rose grasses several years ago in our landscapes, and I don't believe we've lost even one. At just 3 feet tall, they have a lovely sway in a breeze that allows for us to refer to them as wind dancers. Deer don't like them. They will stand tall all fall long, and right now they're just so easy to pop in the ground, you really should get three and place them in your own home. Looking around your neighborhood, see for yourself how nice ornamental grasses can be even on the hottest days. And they love to be grown in dry locations. That's a big bonus. Yes, it's still a good idea to keep adding Neptune's Harvest Fish and Seaweed Tonic to your landscape. We really have about another 6 weeks of growing season left. Probably the tops of plants, the parts you see, are about done growing except for their flowers. But the roots will expand and grow for quite a while. So by helping them out, you're setting the stage for an even more colorful flower set next year. Be sure to check out the hardy hibiscus growing and flowering like crazy. People are always asking for something tropical to place near their pool, and we've been using the Luna series of hardy hibiscus for years. They stay nice and compact and should kick out about 100 to 150 flowers this year alone, each the size of a dinner plate, and with a hot pink color that'll make you glad you planted it. And for those black-eyed Susan fans, this year there's a variety called Little Gold Star that stays smaller, has more flowers, and is perfect to slip into some spot where you just pulled a weed out. Man, is this a great time of year or what? I get excited just thinking about it. I'm heading out and grabbing a shovel, and we'll be improving my own neighborhood this very evening. I'm Jim Solicito, reminding you to keep planting until something grows. It's good for you, and it's good for our planet.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Solicito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.